Viva Las Vegas this week on the Ski Rex Media Podcast. How are we doing, everybody? Tim from Ski Rex Media, once again, your humble Z-list host. I say humble because I don't know how to be any other way until Ski Rex Media really blows up, and then how humble will I be? I'm just kidding. How we doing, everybody, on this Wednesday if you're listening on day one, or Wednesday morning if you're listening on day one morning, Wednesday evening, and so on and so forth throughout the rest of the week and whatnot. As I said, Tim from Ski Rex Media, once again, rocking the Ski Rex Media colors, the old original style one. I'm also rocking the Peace and Pow hat. The hat that made me a friend over there out by Stowe, the hat that I think is super awesome. Peace and Pow, check them out. Because I wear it every week. You might as well check them out. See if you can get yourself a lid to wear every week too. Check them out. Also shirts, all kinds of other stuff. Anyway, aside from shameless plugs, let's talk about how random this episode might be. Now, you might think it's random. I'm not thinking that it's random. I am thinking that, well, it's first, I can't say first and foremost on my mind, but it did come to mind. And it actually came to mind to be last week's episode of the podcast. But as I was recording it and just talking and watching myself on the screen, which if you ever see, if you watch the video version, thank you for watching. If you're into the video version, you see my eyes drop a little bit. That's because I'm getting distracted by what's on screen. I haven't thought to look at how to turn off my screen and yet keep the camera running. I don't even know if that's possible, but I distract myself, so there you go. Anyway, this was supposed to be last week's episode, but as I was recording it, I thought it sucked. I did. I was bored by what I was talking about. Like, I was boring myself. And how stupid is that? Because this is something I've thought about many times, and I'm not the only one. Like, believe me, as we get into this, you're going to find that this, or if, as I get into it, and you decide to go look elsewhere for the same subject matter, Las Vegas, Nevada as a ski trip destination. Sounds kind of stupid, but it's not, because I'm, like I said, not original. I'm not the only one who's thought of this. And we'll get into that here in a few minutes. But why is it not random? Why is this not a random thing? Well, it wasn't a random thing for me for a couple reasons. One, over the last few weeks, as I've been getting out more, as you all have been getting out more, I'm sure, as restrictions start to lighten in some places. And I know the restrictions are going back up and stay-at-home orders are beginning to become a thing again with the resurgence. And I know that, and I understand that. But here in Vermont, not so much. And as I've been getting out, you know, I've been going other places. I've actually been able to visit friends safely, mind you. Safely, but a lot of those trips has me heading out west on Route 4 through Vermont. From my side, I'm on the east side of the state, heading to the west side of the state so I can head to the southern part of the state at times. Sometimes I'm just over there. I was at Lake Bomazeen, the other side of Castleton, for anybody who, you know, any locals who happen to be watching. Hashtag watching, a mixture of the word watch and listen, obviously, because there is the audio and the video formats. Anyway, so heading out there, if I'm using Route 4, for the locals, you'll know this. For anybody who's not local, you won't know this, but I have to pass Killington and I have to pass Pico. What do they have to do with Las Vegas, Nevada? Well, if you know anything about the mountains, you're already there. If not, if you happen to, you know, live by the mountain and know anything about it, if you work at the mountain, if you are a fan of the mountain, you know that they're powder mountains, P-O-W-D-R, Powder Corp mountains, man. And also a Powder Corp mountain, a sister mountain, if you will, is Lee Canyon out there on the other side of Mount Charleston, which you can see. You can't see the ski area, but you can see Mount Charleston from the city of Las Vegas. It's sitting up there. It's 12,000 foot up. You can see snow up there, you know, very earlier than we see snow here. Again, much higher up. Used to look up at that when I lived in Las Vegas, which is also part of this. But yes, Lee Canyon out there, which used to be the Las Vegas Ski and Snowboard Resort. I think that's what it was called. And now it's just called Lee Canyon. And you head out there to, you know, Mount Charleston. You head up there and you go skiing up there. Not the biggest ski area in the world, but, you know, decent. I didn't get to ski it while I was up there, but I have been up there. For those times I was able to deal well with the elevation. Its base elevation is eight grand, 8K. So 8,000 foot up, you know, and, I don't always have the best, you all know me by now. Well, for those returning fans, you know me and elevation, or elevation and I don't always mix. But if you don't know me, you know that elevation and I, you now know that elevation and I don't always mix. So I've been up there. So that's part one. Let's get back on track. Let's not do an off-track thing like I typically do. So Killington, Pico, driving past those, Powder Mountains, and whatever, for whatever reason that registered in my head, in Lee Canyon, I know that they're all the same company. So that gets Las Vegas into mind. Also, one of my closest friends, a friend from New Jersey, whom I became her roommate in the city of Las Vegas when I moved to Las Vegas. We lived in Las Vegas. I only lived there for a year and a half. She's been there for like five. Four and change. Doesn't matter. In any case, my friend Michelle was out here on the East Coast, and we got to hang out. Again, COVID safe. This woman has been tested for it and tested negative. And I don't see anybody except for these last few people. And beyond that, then I just re-quarantined myself. I just quarantined myself again, and I don't have it, and I don't see anybody. I don't see a lot of people anyway. So she was out here, so we got to talk Las Vegas. So Las Vegas was on my mind, and she has family from Southern Vermont, the same part of Vermont I'm from. Well, the same area, different towns, but same area. And, you know, so now Las Vegas is in the mind, it's in the brain, and I'm seeing it in different places. I got a friend from Las Vegas here. I have seen the mountains owned by companies that own mountains out there, ski areas, ski resorts, you know. So it's on the brain, and I love Las Vegas. I love that city. I can almost consider it a second home. That's how much I loved it for a lot of different reasons. And that gets me to thinking, and again, this is not an original idea. There have been other articles written about this. I wouldn't be surprised if someone did some video about it. Talking about, and here we go, almost 10 minutes in, and now we're getting to the point. Go, Tim. You're right on topic, just like you always are. Las Vegas as a ski destination. Something you could say, Tim, that's kind of a stupid idea. Because, yes, you have Lee Canyon right there. But that's it, isn't it? Beyond that, you're in the desert. You got to think beyond the obvious, you see. You got to think beyond the obvious. Let's start at the beginning. Let's start at the beginning of this, because there is a beginning to this. And I agree, at first glance, it does seem kind of like a stupid idea to say Las Vegas, Nevada is a ski trip destination. Like that is kind of silly. There's other places to go. It really comes down to, people are going to think this is silly, because I know people who don't like that town, who aren't interested in that to visit that town as a tourist town. I like living there. I've been a tourist there once, and I lived there for a year and a half, and I enjoyed both experiences. Looking to go back as soon as I possibly can. But beyond that, it can be... Again, you may not be into it, but beyond not being into it, it can be something awesome. Now, if you're not into cities, and that's really what I'm getting at here, pardon my tongue-tied there for a second there. If you're not into cities, you're not into the shows and the lights and the glitz and the casinos and the, you know, people doing stuff 24 hours a day and whatnot, I could see why you wouldn't be into it. Beyond that, though, from a logistics, travel logistics standpoint, it's not a bad idea. For the fun, if you are into those things in the city, well, you know what? All right, here's the deal. If we start at the beginning, and that's really what I was trying to get at, starting at the beginning of this, how can this be a practical ski trip? Well, first, let's talk about travel practicality. And now I am looking down. So again, for you video people, this is me looking down at my notes, which should also make this episode better than it was last week. It's already better. 10 minutes in, I haven't even truly got to the point yet, and it's already better than what I had last week. So anyway, from a travel logistics standpoint, Las Vegas has McCarran Airport. Now, if you don't live in a mountain town, you're taking a ski trip, you have to travel. For me, I can hit a ski resort. Maybe not a resort. I can hit a ski mountain, Suicide 6, over here in Pomfret, Vermont. Excuse me. I can hit that in less than a half hour. I can be skiing in less than a half hour. Actually, I can do it even less. That's just staying in Vermont. Queechee has a little hill over here, has a quad and like a rope tow, I think. But you know what? I honestly don't know if they that is public. I think we talked about this before. You can get public tickets. So 15 minutes, I can be on a hill there. I can be on a hill 15 minutes at Whaleback, in 15 minutes at Whaleback over New Hampshire. You know, that's actually a little closer than Queechee for me because of the highway access. So I can actually get there probably in 12 minutes. It's still closer. So in less than 20 minutes, I can be skiing. On actual ski area hills, lift serviced hills. I can do that. Again, in the state of Vermont, there's no mountain over 2 hours away. I could hit every last mountain from here, point to point, in 2 hours or less. Absolutely. So for me, it doesn't matter. But you got to think about other people in other places. New York City. You know, they have to, you know, what's the closest to New York City? Not including Big Snow American Dream. You know, just for your atypical ski area, ski resorts, you know, you got to go to Mountain Creek. What's that? 2 hours, Hunter, 2 hours, the Poconos, 3 hours, you know, you got to travel. And then Big Snow, the indoor facility, that's probably an hour travel time, depending on your driving through traffic, taking the bus, taking the train or the subways. There are a lot of ways to get there. I really can't wait for that place to open, which I've said, many, many times, because it's like 3.5 hours from where I am now. And I wouldn't mind doing it. It's hot as balls lately. Are you kidding me? I would love to go inside a giant freezer like that and then be able to ski while I'm at it. So you see, travel is a thing. My point was, for me, it's not such a big deal. For people who live in mountain towns or around mountain towns, it's not such a big deal. Some people who live in mountain towns have one mountain. They're not like me. They can be to a handful of different mountains in an hour or two. That's the brilliance of Las Vegas. The travel time is the same. Ish, depending on where you want to go. And it gets a little less. That's just the driving part. The flying part is brilliant. Now, I can get a direct flight to Las Vegas from three airports from here. Three airports. I have to go to Boston or the two in New York. Well, four, because you can go to Newark too. Those airports are all 2, 3, 4 hours away, and I would take the bus, as you well know. I always say, if you can take the bus to the airport, do it. I can also take an Amtrak down to Newark. It takes a little longer. Taking the bus down to New York City takes a bit longer. I can get on a bus and be in Boston in 2.5 hours and be at, you know, Boston Logan Airport. The little airport across the river here has a small airline that will go to Boston. It's only an hour flight to Boston, but it's on a Cessna, like a 9-passenger Cessna. I'm afraid to fly as it is. I'm not getting on that. The point is where you are. And if you're a city dweller anyway, looking to get out of the mountains, now you're talking, man, no need. And again, there are going to be exceptions, but if you live near a big airport, you're going direct, baby. Direct to a major tourist destination city, I bet you get cheaper flights. I'll tell you the truth. I bet you right now, and I don't know much about flying. I won't lie about it. Buying airline tickets and things like this. If I go to Burlington International Airport, it's an hour up the road, hour and a half. But I'm willing to bet the plane ticket from there is going to be more expensive than the one from Boston. And I'll add a bus ride to either. I can catch a bus to either. I don't have to drive, pay for parking, nothing. I can catch a bus to either. The extra hour to Boston, I'll bet you I save money, not only on the bus ticket, but on the airline ticket, because there is no layover. It's a direct jump on. I bet you can even get Southwest. What is it? The 2A ones. Allegiant is the other one, maybe. I don't know anything about flying. The point is, I'm pretty sure it works out there. If you, the less stops you make to major airport, the cheaper it's going to be. And that gets you into McCarran Airport in Las Vegas, a modern airport that is serviced by like every major carrier from all the major cities, just about direct. And then let's say you want to step it up a notch. Let's say you can fly yourself. Let's say you want to take the private plane or the charter plane if you're on that level of travel. Now, for some mountains, if you go to Colorado, you can fly into Aspen's airport, and it is serviced by a carrier or two, and I'm not sure which ones, but not a lot of them. And it is a mountain small airport, so the schedules are, you know, limited, where the city of Las Vegas has unlimited 24 hours around the clock planes taking off and landing like any major city. It's wonderful. But say you are on the level and you would fly into like maybe Aspen or Vail's airports or some of the smaller airports. If you fly into Las Vegas, like, I want to take a charter, but I don't want to go into that big old airport. It's not even that big. As far as city airports go, there's North Las Vegas Airport. You have other options. Like, there is a smaller airport in the city that, I mean, granted, McCarran Airport is basically on the Las Vegas Strip. You could walk from the airport to New York, New York in like 15 minutes. A little bit longer. It's about a mile or so. If you so chose to walk it, you could do that. Where North Las Vegas Airport is outside. It's not outside of the city. It's off strip up just north of that. You can see it on a map. Go ahead and look it up. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't do it. For getting to the city, it's wonderful because it does have the major airport. It does have the secondary airport. It is serviced by every carrier, as far as I know, unless that's changed. And in the time of COVID-19, who knows where airlines are flying right now. I have no idea. I know my friend, as I said, came out to visit. She flew from Las Vegas to Philly nonstop. I've flown from Philly to Las Vegas nonstop. It's wonderful. I love the direct flight. If I have to be on a plane, I only want to go up once and come down once, and that's it. That's all I want to do. But then you come to me and you say, Tim, well, that's wonderful. But once you get to the airport, you have to drive. You have to drive for some skiing. Yes, you do. And again, depending on where you go, like, for instance, if you go to Salt Lake City, 6 hours up the interstate from Las Vegas, you have all that skiing up in northern Utah. What is that, an hour? Maybe less? Where Las Vegas, Nevada only has the one ski area, Lee Canyon. And like I said, it's not huge. It's high mountain, base 8,000-ish. The top, the lift drops you off at 9,400. So you get over a grand vertical, but there's not a lot of trails, you know, but it's still cool. It's got the vibe. You're still out there riding. Plus, if you want to, you can. If you are an experienced, I definitely stress the word experienced. If you are an experienced backcountry uphiller, then there's more you can do at Lee Canyon. There is more. Obviously, it's out of bounds. It's backcountry-ish skiing. Like, if you are trained, if you are experienced, if you know how to use the equipment, if you know all of that, that is an option. That is an option. And that's only 45 minutes outside the city. Could you imagine flying into that city, staying at New York, New York, or the MGM Grand, or the one, whatever the Monte Carlo is called now, Park MGM, I think. Or if you want to go fancier and go to the Bellagio or go to the Aria. These names we've heard from like movies. Or if you've been there and enjoy the city, you could get there, do all your casinoing, then casino-ing, it's not a word, but I said it. And then you can jump in your car, a rental car if you want, which may or may not be cheaper depending. I don't know how rental cars are working right now either for cost, but that kind of a destination might get you a little bit better deal than some other places. Now, 45 minutes and you can be up at the mountain doing some regular lift service skiing or uphill and do some backcountry like skiing. You can do that with all the fun that city provides if you need that fun. Now, again, sticking with travel logistics, if you fly to Denver, you could say, well, Tim, I can be at Loveland in an hour, hour and a half. And then there's people who will say, not with traffic, you can't. I've heard many tales of the I-70 traffic, dude. It is not pretty, and I'm sure you locals of that area know better. Well, you obviously know better than me. I've never driven it. Pardon my drink there, but, man, I will say that. that traffic can wreck you. And that hour gets you like, what, Loveland? And then that's the minimum. And that might even be 2 hours with traffic. I don't know. And then the further out you drive, the further from Denver you get. Obviously, now you're getting 2 hours, 3 hours. You're 3 hours anyway. Like Salt Lake City, you can get places quick, but you go to Denver to go deep into Colorado, you get a few places, but not all of them. Las Vegas, you can get a couple places, and not all of them, just like any other town. Again, you fly into Burlington here in Vermont, Killington's an hour and a half away. Mad River Glen's an hour plus away. Fucking going out to Jay Peak's in the middle of nowhere, dude. Like, that's why it's so awesome, because it's in the middle of nowhere. You know, you have to drive. Again, unless you're taking the chance of flying into Aspen's little airport or Vail's little airport. And the thing about those airports, this might sell you on it. Those smaller airports that you have to use the small planes. Again, these aren't, like I said here, I could fly 10 minutes away. I have an airport. I could fly to Las Vegas, Nevada. But it is serviced by a small airline. It uses small aircraft, 9-passenger aircraft. These aircrafts take a beating in the weather. And we have weather here. I can't imagine what has happened up in the Rockies with these airports. I don't know what can fly in and out and how often, where these winter weather issues where planes may or may not be able to fly in and out, you don't have that in Nevada. It's in the desert. It's high desert, but you don't have to worry about snow. Winds, yes, but not often. And because they're the long haul, big jetliners. Unless you go to the smaller airport, again, charter or private plane, or if you fly yourself, if you're one of those people who knows how to fly. But the main airport is the long-haul, big jets. They fly in and out. Nothing stops them, at least not there, because you're not getting the winter weather. So it makes sense. But then you have to do the driving part. And again, you fly into those high-mountain airports, you now have to drive through snow the whole time. You fly into Las Vegas, you drive to Utah, 90% of your drive is going to be desert interstate with no traffic, mind you. The traffic up I-70, which is infamous. More. I'll tell you this. As soon as you leave the city of Las Vegas, which isn't hard to do, that's where your traffic is. And there's so many different, because nobody's from that city. So everybody drives like they're in their city and it's just a mess. But it's not hard to get out. And once you're out, there's nobody out there. It's open, straight, wide, desert interstate. And where do those interstates go? I'm going to tell you where they're going to go. Now, it's going to take you to lesser known, well, not necessarily lesser known mountains. But mountains, like when you say Utah, what do you think about? You think about northern Utah. You think about the Cottonwood Canyons. You think about Deer Valley and Snowbird and Alta and those places up there. You don't think about Bryan Head or Eagle Point. Smaller, but higher. Two of the highest base areas in the state of Utah are Bryan Head. I think that's actually the highest, and then Eagle Point. These are 3 hours, 45 minutes away from the city. You're like, Tim, I got to drive 3 or 4 hours. Yes, you do. But what you'll be getting is snow comparable. Now, again, I've never skied the northern part of Utah or the southern part of Utah. I'm only going by what I'm told. And I've heard many times that the snow in Bryan Head at Eagle Point is comparable. The deep powder, the high mountain skiing is comparable to those up in the north. Like, you go out there and because nobody, they're not hidden gems necessarily, but they don't have the attraction that the northern Utah mountains have. So you might not have to deal with as many other people. You might get more runs or more area or at least less people coming out of a city that no one would ever have thought of. And again, Salt Lake City, major airport, just like McCarran Airport in Las Vegas. Skiing might be closer, but think about the skiing you can get from Las Vegas. You go out there, you do 45 minutes, you go to Lee Canyon. It's locals up there, man. No one's picking that place as a destination, which is one of the reasons you should. If you could pick a destination that no one else is picking, you get the place all to yourself. You go to Bryan Head, Eagle Point, 3:45, man. Again, not a lot of people. So you get these places to yourself, all coming from the Sin City, as people call it. What else you got? Arizona Snow Bowl. This place is well known, and it's only 4 hours away. Now, again, you can say, well, Tim, I can fly into Flagstaff. That's much closer. You can. And if you want to deal with, and your city might fly direct to Flagstaff, but what if it doesn't? What if it doesn't? You know, and then what's there to do in Flagstaff? I'm not knocking Flagstaff. I've only seen a couple parts of it because I've only stopped in Flagstaff for gas. But, you know, if I'm going to pick a city where I can do more, what it comes down to, well, here, let's go. Other ski hills that are around 3 hours away. You can go to Bear Mountain and Mountain High in California, too. Mountain High Resort, they're about 3.5 hours away, too. So you now have Utah skiing, High Mountain Arizona skiing, High Mountain Southern California skiing. Like, now, if you want to go to Tahoe, too, I would suggest flying into Reno, obviously, because then you're right there. Depends on how much you're doing. But let's talk about the ski trip we're doing, because we now know that we can get to skiing within 3.5-4 hours, right? We know that from Las Vegas, Nevada. Excuse me. Excuse me again. We know that we can get to skiing within 3.5-4 hours from Las Vegas, Nevada. We know that we get a major airport to do it. But what does that trip actually look like? Because I'm trying to sell you on it. And you could be saying, Tim, you still have long drives, which you have anyway, depending on where you go. Like I said, I live here, so I don't have to drive far. When I lived in New Jersey, I had to drive at least 3 hours. Well, 2 hours if I wanted to go to Mountain Creek. But typically, I would go to the Poconos, so 3 hours. So you're driving anyway, and you may have to deal with traffic. And once you get outside of Las Vegas, the traffic is minimal. Here's how I would plan the vacation. Number one, if you have a week you can take, say a Saturday to a Saturday or a Friday night to a Sunday morning, whatever it may be, but 5 weekdays and 2 weekends on either side, use your first weekend, travel in, pick how you want to do it, get to Las Vegas, get your hotel, which you can get cheap at those casinos if you plan it right. If you plan it right, you can absolutely get a cheap stay at those places. Get your rental car. Get settled. Boom. And then while you're in Las Vegas, do a couple things. If you have the time at the beginning, there's incredible restaurants, awesome shopping. Like, if you have someone with you who's only half interested in skiing or snowboarding, but loves Las Vegas, loves the gambling, loves a place like Atlantic City, which they'll definitely love Las Vegas, now you've made that person happy, then you go and you spend your 5 days up there. Go to the mountains, go to Bryan Head, go to Eagle Point, drive down to the Snow Bowl in Arizona Snow Bowl. Drive out to Southern California, go to Bear Mountain or Mountain High Resort. Go to those places. Spend your week, rip it up as many days as you want to do. Then, once you're done, come back. It's only 3 hours. Once you're done, unless you're at a place at night skiing, lifts are closing at what, 4? 4 o'clock? Drive back if you're up for it. Don't drive fatigued. I had to drive back to New Jersey from Hunter once, and I had to hit an energy drink to get back. I was tired. Drive the 3 hours, get back to Las Vegas. Then you have the weekend before your flight out to do whatever you want. You can gamble. You could take in a show. Las Vegas is a good eating town. Find those restaurants. You can do whatever you want. If you want to go to one of Las Vegas's many brothels, I shouldn't say many, but they're about the closest ones are an hour away. I've never visited, but you have to go through Pahrump to get to Death Valley. And that's another thing. Other extracurricular activities. And I'm not saying the brothels have to be part of that for those who don't agree with legalized prostitution. No. All kidding aside, to go to Death Valley, 3 hours away, you had to go through the same town or one of the same towns that there are 2 legal brothels in. So, and like I said, I've never visited them. I don't know exactly where they are. I just know they're in that town. You see the advertisements. They'll come to the airport and pick you up in a damn limousine. Yes, I know it. Honestly, I haven't gone. What can I tell you? I pay attention to things. Now, but you're skiing and snowboarding already. What if you're into other outdoor sports? What if you're into climbing? World-class climbing out there in the Red Rock Conservancy in Calico Basin and that area right around there, just outside the city on the western side of the city. We've talked to people that said, this is some world-class climbing opportunity out there. like great climbing, and I don't know much about climbing. I'm not very good at it. I've only done it a little bit, but I've talked to people out there who have, and they say it's awesome. If you like other like national parks, you know, check them out while you're out there around those same drive times in the same areas. What do you got? You got Bryce, you got Zion, you got the Grand Canyon, which is a much different experience in the winter, I've heard, than it is in the summer. A lot of people think of the Grand Canyon, think at the bottom. The South Rim, that's where everybody visits, that's 8,000 feet up. So there's like snow up there. Much different experience. Joshua Tree, 3 hours. If you're going to those Bear Mountain or Mountain High Resort, you know, somewhere in there, you could swing through Joshua Tree. My point is that Las Vegas, a lot of, well, here's what my point really is. A lot of people think of Las Vegas as the Las Vegas Strip. If you told people to just, from what they thought about the city, draw out what the city was, they're going to draw you one street and just mark casinos along it. And that's not what it is. It's a full city with so much more to offer. Like, it has all that stuff. So to bookend a ski trip like that, like if you ski for 4 or 5 days midweek and then take in the sights of Las Vegas for a weekend, that's a trip and a half, dude. Because there is so much you can do. And like I said, you don't even have to. Like, if you are not a hardcore skier, you just like to do it, and Lee Canyon is more than enough for you, dude, you're golden. You could be up in Mount Charleston all day, drive back into the city, do what you want. Shows, games, arcades, movies, shooting ranges, climbing in other places, wildlife, whatever you want. It is a great city. And then, and this is my new thing, all these other opportunities, there's also the future. You say, Tim, why would I plan for the future? Well, you would plan for the future for some things, but not for this typically. But I would plan, not plan, but mark my words, this is coming. So let's say we talk about the future. We get through coronavirus issues, COVID-19 lockdowns. Everything opens back up. Big Snow American Dream opens up in the Meadowlands of the American Dream Mall in New Jersey. Boom. It. Now, we really don't know how popular it was, because it was just new. It opened in December, closed in March. We don't really know how the people liked it, how other people like it. There were some of us who took for granted it opening, didn't go when it was open. Now we don't get to see it, but it reopens and people love it. Now there's two on the old back burner. There's the facility in Fairfax, Virginia that's been talked about. They want to put it on or near an old landfill. Awesome. Indoor facility. Great. Get it open. Training facility too. They want to make it a destination though as well with hotels and restaurants and shit. Then the company that owns 555, they want to open another American Dream Mall in Miami with another ski indoor ski facility. Let's say that becomes popular in Miami and the indoor ski thing takes off like it's taken off in other parts of the world. Europe, they love them. Asia, they love them. People love Ski Dubai. People love that place. People love these indoor ski things. They are brilliant for the ski industry and making, you know, people are going to like it more and more. Now, here's the awesome thing. You know damn well, just like I know, that if these things become as popular as they here in the U.S. as they seem to be in other parts of the world, you know one's going in Las Vegas. It's probably going to be put up right next to that new stadium for the Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders. It's going to be put somewhere out there. And you better believe it's going to have a casino attached to it, or it's going to be a casino with that attached to it. In any case, it's going to have an indoor facility. It absolutely will. I would put money on it. It's a gambling city. I would put money on it because I think they are going to be popular. So now you only won't just have Lee Canyon 45 minutes away. You will have indoor skiing, and it'll be fancy-ass indoor skiing, I bet, too, depending on which company puts it up. But they'll be gambling and everything else you want, indoor skiing in Las Vegas, Violet, in on the Strip, or at least near the Strip, and that's what you will have. Yes, kids, I hope I sold you on it. I hope I did, because it can. Let's wrap it up for you. Place is easy to get to. Because it's easy to get to, it's probably cheaper to get to. Skiing within 3 hours or less, depending on how much you want. Lee Canyon, 45 minutes. Bryanhead, Eagle Point, 3 hours. Arizona Snow Bowl, 3 hours. The mountains in Canada, Canada, California, 3 hours away, which some people say, Tim, it's still driving 3 hours. Well, go ahead and fly into Denver and then drive up I-70, 3 hours. Fly into New York City and drive up here, 4.5 hours. Fly into Burlington, you're driving at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's likely you will have to drive unless there is a main airport near somewhere, or you already live in a great skiing area like I do here. I live here. There's nothing far. You know what I mean? Travel is easier. It might be cheaper because it's easier. There's so much more to do. Like, you go to a ski hill and say you do like gambling. You might get a casino or two. At Lake Tahoe, you might get a few. You have Reno right there. It's an hour away. But this is Las Vegas, baby. You have everything you could ever want and more. And now with the legal... I mean, think about it. Let's get really stupid here for a minute for you people who really like to do a vacation in a vacation. Recreational marijuana is legal there now. And legalized prostitution is only an hour away. Las Vegas is practically the same as going to Amsterdam now. You can get all the good food, you can get all the good weed, you can get all the good hookers, all you want, and still get skiing in. All you want. I don't know if that sold you on it. I don't know what that says about me. but that's okay. It doesn't matter what it says about me. Did I sell you on it? Or was this episode garbage? So here's why I ask it like that. Let me know. Let me know. Leave comments where you can. Look down in the description underneath. It's on the audio version and the video version. Look down. There is contact information through social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please follow Ski Rex Media on all three. That'll not only let you know when the new episodes of the podcast come out, but when the written content comes out each day, as well as other bits that I may or may not be doing. There's also the email address, skirexforever@gmail.com. That's skirex, the number 4, E-V-E-R, @gmail.com. Write to me and tell me what you think. That's fine, too. Also, the YouTube video version, you absolutely can leave a comment below. Also, I'm going to try and put this on IGTV for the Instagram users. Might be easier for them to find. This will be the first episode of the video version of the podcast to go on IGTV. Leave comments. Tell me what you think. Tell me, do you agree? Tell me, do you disagree? Tell me, Tim, you suck at this. Stop doing it. I'm not going to stop doing it. This is 46, 47 episodes in. I'm going to keep going, dude. I'm good. Commentary style. Not doing guests yet. Subscribe where you can, the YouTube channel. Please hit the subscribe. After you hit the subscribe, hit the bell notification. Then you'll always know when it comes up. Subscribe or follow on the various audio versions, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Buzzsprout, iHeartRadio, all those places. Subscribe so you get it every time and it gets loaded onto your device. And you can listen to it in the car or at home, whatever you want to do. Everything is down in the description, including the merch shop link and the Patreon link. If you like this enough to support it so I can make some money and keep doing this, and that'd be awesome. And keep upgrading. There's still some more upgrades to come. Like I said, the camera, if this is the first one you've watched, go back and watch a couple other. They don't look nearly as nice as this one does. The video quality just isn't as good as it is here. And then the audio quality actually isn't bad. I kind of like the audio quality. Anyway, go into the description, check it all out. Thank you for watching. That's watching and listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. Let me know if you didn't. Let me know if you agree. Let me know if you have another city in mind that's similar to Las Vegas, where you wouldn't think of it as a ski destination, but you could use it as one. And I know I would, because I love that city. And shout out to everybody I mentioned at the beginning. Thank you very much, everyone. I will see you on the next one. Also, this Saturday is another live stream. I haven't plugged it yet, but I think we're going to talk movies, fiction movies this time, but I think we're going to talk movies and skiing and winter and all that stuff on the live stream. And that's Saturday at 8:00. All right. Thank you for watching, everyone. I will see you on the next one. Enjoy your day, week, month, evening, whenever. All right. I'll see you later.